A Twitter from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. Flamenco, the latest weapon. Recently, we've heard much about protests in the UK, and whether these are students campaigning against the increase in university tuition fees, or anti-capitalist groups and other protesters taking direct action against what they see as injustice. Others are holding sit-ins in the stores of a popular mobile telephone company, or those owned by a government advisor, whose wife just happens to live outside the UK, allegedly for the purpose of avoiding taxation. It seems that the days are long gone when planned protest marches were the province of well-organised trade unions for fighting for what they saw as just causes for their members. Nowadays, we see students and others taking direct action by attacking the headquarters of political parties, banks and government buildings. Protests organised through social networking groups have led to spontaneous protests in well-known UK shops and stores by protesters who see them as legitimate targets for not always peaceful protests. As with many things, the Spanish do this in another way, and maybe this illustrates just one side of the Spanish psyche that I find fascinating, charming, and often amusing in my adopted country. A new craze by Spain's anti-bank protesters is sweeping the nation. As an alternative to the angry UK's direct action protesters that are engaged in street violence or bombing offices, angry citizens in Spain are calling into banks and dancing a live flamenco show, complete with anti-bank lyrics, before disappearing as quickly as they arrived. These groups of people are spontaneously called together for an anti-bank protest by an anonymous umbrella group. The group gives the participants the lyrics and rhythms of the songs to sing, and then lets the protesters visit local bank branches to carry out their protests in their own individual style. The groups usually scatter Eurocent coins on the floor in protest at the bank's penny-pinching approach to the recession. The umbrella group's only stipulation is that the flamenco must be good flamenco. There will usually be a central dancer, backed up by a rhythm group, to provide the harmonisation. By all accounts, their performances are not only entertaining, but appear to make their point very effectively. Currently, banks and police are unsure about how best to deal with these protests, but these groups seem to be getting their message across. Maybe the angry students demonstrating against increased university tuition fees and the anti-taxation dodger groups, who are currently targeting popular stores, may wish to consider this entertaining and very Spanish form of protest on future occasions. If you enjoyed this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. And thank you for listening.